goodness.
Sing it again.
Your light broke through my night, restored exceeding joy.
Your grace
fell like the rain and made this desert live.
Come on, sing.
You have turned a morning into dancing. You have turned my sorrow into joy. You have turned my morning into dancing.
Come on. Yeah. you dance over me. You dance over me. Lord, I'm amazed.
Lord, I'm amazed by you.
Think about it.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Come on, everybody. Everybody sing. Come on, the words are up there.
Lord, I'm amazed.
Yes, Lord. Come on, worship him.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Love of God, how wide,
how wide.
Give you praise tonight. We thank you for what you're doing in our life, Jesus. Lord, we take time for you, Jesus. We take time to worship you, God. We take time to love you, Lord. Lord, we take time to ask your presence to visit us tonight, Jesus. Lord, we need your Holy Spirit, God. We can't do anything without your Holy Spirit here, Jesus. We give you the praise, God. We give you the glory. We worship you, Jesus. We give you the praise. We worship you, God. Come on, just open your mouth and worship Jesus. Just worship him in your own way. If that means sitting down and being quiet, that's fine. Just worship the Lord. You need to learn how to worship the Lord and press through to the presence of God. Worship him. worship Him. Worship Him. This is a time God's teaching us how to worship Him, to break through. Come on, let's just break through to His presence. Come on. Come on, just worship Him. This is what revival's about, teaching you how to break through to get into the presence of God. Service would be directed by you, God, and only you. Lord, no flesh can stand in your glory, God. Lord, we can't do this in our own strength, God, or in our own talent, Jesus. We need the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to activate the anointing within us, God. We rely on the Holy Spirit. And we give you the praise, Jesus. We worship you. Everybody said amen.
Spirit check. Praise the Lord.
All right, we got offering time, so dig down deep. If you need some water, there's some water back in the cooler back here. Go ahead and help yourself. It's free. Nothing wrong with free water. Get your offering ready as Brother Woody leads us into prayer for the offering.
First of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, and I want to remind you that the rest of the week we're going to be having the revival, so we want to encourage you to encourage someone to come with you. Invite someone. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come right now, Lord, and we just thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed us with to be in your house. Father, we pray over this offering tonight, Lord, that it would go from this place, Lord, and that your blessing would be up over it, Lord, and we pray that it would be used to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Also tonight, our minister tonight will be Dustin McCamey, and for the I'll come and get the rest. And for remainder of this week, tomorrow night will be Raymond Brown. Saturday night will be Ryan Williams, and then Sunday night, Jason Cooper. Yeah, that's him.
Praise the Lord. It's a privilege to be here tonight and speak. It's always a blessing to come and speak. I just want to talk to you tonight. You know, I was sitting at home the other day, and it was actually a couple weeks ago, and I was thinking about, you know, in the past how, you know, the early church, how every one of those guys, every one of the disciples, if you didn't know, they all were executed for what they believed in. And then you go on to, like, when Rome took over. How many of you ever seen the movie Gladiator? Real gory Colosseum movie. They fight in the Colosseum. In those days, they used to take Christians, families, kids, women, and children. Men, women, and children. They would take them in the Colosseum, and they would loose lions on them. And the lions would come in, as they would attack them and maul them and eat them. The crowds would cheer. And then you look at today in the news where missionaries are being killed, and where in a lot of countries how it's illegal to be a Christian, to serve God, to say you're a Christian is death in some countries. And I kept thinking about how many people have given up their lives, have given up their possessions, their families, they've left home, they've gone out, all for something that they've never seen. We've never seen God. We've never heard Him speak. We've never met Him personally. What is it that causes people to chase after something, to give up everything for something they've never seen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. I pray tonight, Lord, that you'll just activate our faith and that you'll help us to see you, Lord, like we're supposed to. That we'll look past the natural, God, into the supernatural and find you, God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew 9, verse 27, the Bible says that as Jesus was walking along, two blind men were following after him. They were saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And as he entered into the place he was staying, they followed him inside. And he turned to them and said, "Do you believe that I have the power to do this for you?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." And then he laid his hands on their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be unto you." And their eyes were open. I don't want to talk to you about physical blindness, although that was physical blindness. I want to talk to you about spiritual blindness. See, the fact is these men had never seen him before because they couldn't. They were blind. They had heard stories. They might have heard him preach. They had never seen a miracle. They never seen him act. They didn't even know what he looked like. But they had the faith to chase after him. That they actually followed him. I don't know how. They were blind. "Have mercy on us." You know, they couldn't see where they were going. Had no idea where he was. They followed him all the way to the place he was staying. They couldn't see him. We've never seen him. What causes people to chase after something they don't believe they've never seen? If they didn't believe in him, they wouldn't chase after him. What I want to talk to you about tonight is believing in him. Is actually truly believing that he is who he said he is. And that when you believe in him, how it will change your life. That if you truly, let me ask you something. I want some responses. What do you think when he said that if you believe in me, you will enter heaven? What does that mean? Anybody? Anyone? Sorry?
The Christ?
Good. Did anybody ever think it was like believing he existed? Because that's what a lot of people perceive it as today. That they don't even think he existed. Like there was no Jesus, there was no God, there was no Christ. See, as time has changed, and 400 years ago, this country was founded on that cornerstone of Christ. Today, he's in the list of Santa Claus. He's on the list with the Easter Bunny. He's on the list with the Tooth Fairy. He's just a myth to people. He's a part of that. He's with Buddha and Muhammad and all them guys. He's just another figure. That's not believing in him. For you to believe in Christ, for you to say that I believe he is who he said he is, that means I believe he was the Son of God. He came to earth. He gave up his holy mantle to come to earth, to live righteous, and to die and suffer for me. And that he has the power to take away my sins. He has the authority to lead and guide my life. If you believe that, it'll change your lives. You'll never be the same. When I was born, for those of you that don't know, and most of you probably do, I was born completely blind, physically. The doctor said that there were nerves that didn't develop in my eyes, and I could never see. I was taken to a church, I don't even remember this, but I was taken to a church and they prayed for me. And I went back to the doctors and I had a vision in my right eye. And God opened my eyes. And from then on, I had faith because I knew that happened. And God shows us, like Pastor Blaine said last night, he gives us signs. But the problem is if we're, you know, what causes a lot of accidents, and I'm not trying to, you know, build off of someone else's, you know, message, but what causes a lot of accidents is when you're driving, you're either on the cell phone, you're looking in the mirror, you're messing with the radio, and you're not paying attention. How are you going to see signs if you're not paying attention? If you don't see where you're going, you tend to swerve off the path. You're not focusing, you're not paying attention, you're not believing, you're not trusting. You see, to believe in God, according to the Amplified Bible, says to lean on, to trust in, to adhere to. To adhere to means to obey, to live after. That means when he says don't commit adultery, you don't commit adultery, you don't lie, you don't sin. To believe in God, and if you truly believe in God, you're going to do your best to live like Him. You're going to do your best to follow after Him. You're going to believe in Him. You're going to, you know, it's hard to understand when people say, I believe in God, but when they get around their friends, they don't know who God is. They go to school and it's like, I'm a Christian. I go to church. GD it. You know. The thing to remember is that without faith, without believing in Him, it's hard to follow after Him. It's hard to see Him. And if you don't have faith, it's impossible. You see, a lot of people today are looking for evidence. They want to see God. But faith is like a sense, like a sixth sense. It's seeing what cannot be seen, and it's hearing what cannot be heard. You see, faith is what keeps marriages together. Faith is what keeps people going when they should have stopped a long time ago. Without faith, they would have given up. Faith will take you further than you've ever gone before. Faith will make you love someone when you shouldn't. That's how you love your enemies, is with faith. That's how you trust God when you can't do it on your own. That's how you see God and how you see good in people when they are hard to love. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to have faith and to have doubt. You see, it's not about, we always want God to increase our faith. Let me give you a secret. It's impossible. You either have faith or you don't. Some people just have unshakable faith. But you either have it or you don't. The Bible says we're all given a measure of faith. It's not about having more faith. It's about not doubting. You see, doubt will kill you. Doubt will destroy you. It'll get inside you like a seed, and it'll grow. Just like fear. Fear and doubt go together. If you have fear, you can't have faith. And fear will overcome you. See, a lot of you in here tonight, honestly, you want to respond, you want to step out, but you're afraid to step out because you're afraid you might fail. You're afraid that you might not make it, that you might not follow through with what you said. Or maybe you're afraid what your friends will think. Or maybe you're afraid of what you'll look like. Or maybe you're afraid that you'll lose, that God will actually change your life. And you don't know. You really don't know what that'll be like. You know, when I first got saved, I was 7 years old. And I didn't have a lot of physical signs. I'd never seen a miracle before, just from what I had heard about mine. I'd never been into a Pentecostal church before. And when I came and I saw the things I saw for the first time, I freaked out. I saw people, I don't know what they were doing. They were just doing stuff. I mean, just, wow. I had no idea what that was like. And I honestly, for the longest time, I was afraid of it. And then when I found out what it was, I tried to mimic it because I didn't understand. And then I found out later on that it was all about faith, that God does these things to increase our faith. That's why you see healings and miracles. My prayer is that God will bring miracles here for you guys to see. Because I believe that if you actually see a limb grow, or you see a person walking in on crutches and walking out walking without crutches, wow, it might change your life. See, we hold these meetings, and we hold these meetings in faith that it might change someone's life. That's our desire. That's why we come up here and do this, is because we long to see people change. And we want to see people accept Christ and change their lives and let God work on them. And as their faith grows, as they grow in faith, God will change them. pot here. My question to you is this. Do you believe? Do you believe he's worth chasing after? What are you chasing after? Who can you trust? Well, let's tell you, we can talk about who you can't trust. Let's play that game. Obviously, you've all figured out you can't trust your parents. Every teenager knows that. Although they have been here longer than us, they probably have been through the same things we have. They always have our best interest in mind. They have no idea what they're talking about. Right? Pretty much. We've all come to that conclusion. That was kind of a joke, but you know. We can't trust. We can't trust the media because they're just throwing all kinds of mixed signals. I mean, one minute, like, you see a commercial that says, Arby's is the best restaurant. The next commercial says, no, Burger King's the best restaurant. You're sitting like, which one do I go to? Obviously, you can't trust the media because they're just throwing all kinds of stuff out there. Can't trust your schools. They're just misleading you. I mean, come on, they talk about, what, evolution? You know, when we started talking about evolution, you know, it was kind of, you know, I wasn't too angry until a couple weeks later when I found out the teacher didn't even believe in it because she said, we're going to go take a zoo trip today. And I was like, now, if she believed in evolution, she would have said, we're going to a family reunion today. I don't think anybody got that one. Thought that was pretty funny. You can't trust anybody. The Bible says, well, you can, but the Bible says that if you put your faith in man, man will let you down. Everything I put my faith in besides the Lord, I found out later that it was worse off. I was left empty. I was left lacking. And I'm not telling you not to trust and believe in your friends and to bind together, but the only one that's never going to fail you is the Lord. That if you put your trust in the Lord, it's like standing on a rock, a solid foundation that won't crumble up. You know, when I was in school and I had to go there and I had to defend myself a lot. Yes, Lord? A lot of people would see me and I would demonstrate my faith because I would do my best to stay away from the things of the world. And I know that's hard today to stay away from the things of the world because they're everywhere. And the enemy has tried so hard to attack our faith, to attack the church. To let people see that you can't trust the church. And if you can't trust the church, you can't trust God. You know, God, why did September 11th happen? Have you heard of that disaster that happened in Minnesota? It's easy to blame God for stuff like that. You know, why is there war? Why is there disease? Why is there sickness? Hey, I have people asking, why were we even born blind in the first place? If God's such a good God. There's so much out there to give you a reason not to believe. But if you can not look with these eyes and look with your heart, look with your faith, you'll find out that there is so much of a greater plan that God has. Guys, God wants to do things for you. God wants to change your life. God wants for you to have communion with Him. Do you know that the reason why you exist is to be one with God, is to wake up every day and spend time with the Lord, to build a relationship with God. And God wants to see you succeed. He wants to see you grow up and do good. Do good in the world. Do good for yourselves. But most importantly, God wants you to see that nothing in this life is mounting up to what He has in store for you. We've all got a destiny. And as our time in life goes on, and as we sit here and we're getting closer to death, kind of a scary thought. We're all going to end up somewhere. Who can enter heaven? It's impossible on your own. It's impossible to make it on your own. To not sin, to live right, to live holy, it's impossible to do that in yourself. Like Jason said tonight, we can't do this in our flesh. We need the anointing. We need the Lord. We need to have faith. We can't trust ourselves. Lastly, of all, we can't trust our own selves. Because we're going to mess it up eventually too. Just like anybody else. We have to trust the Lord to lead us and guide us. To direct us on our paths. To show us the route and to give us those signs. But we have to have faith to see Him. We have to believe. We have to trust in Him. And the Lord just kept dealing with me about how important it is for us to live our lives according to that in faith. Because we've never seen it. It's hard. I went through a period where things weren't going so well. It was for a long time where I quit trusting. I started to doubt myself and doubt God. And that gets very hard. And I've been in the boat where you begin to question yourself and you begin to question what you believe in. But if you keep having faith, if you don't let that go, if you just hold on even in hard times, it's easy to believe when things are easy. It's hard to believe when things are hard. Makes sense? I didn't have a lot to say. But I want to encourage you to activate your faith. Because when you come in and you worship, it's hard to worship when you don't have faith. It's hard to press in if you don't believe that there's a reason why I'm pressing in. That there is a guy up there listening to me. And my worship matters to him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. And God, I pray, Lord, that right now that you'll activate our faith. And God, I pray, Lord, that as we go in our lives, God, that we won't be afraid. And that we'll be able to hear you and see you, Lord. I can't see raised hands. But I want to tell you that if you've never accepted Christ, or maybe you have and you haven't been serving him, that if you believe in him, the Bible says that if you believe in me, that if you believe that I am who I said I am, that I'll forgive you of your sins, and that heaven will be your home. All you have to do is believe. You don't have to be some great Christian. You don't have to be the next Billy Graham. You can. You all have a potential. You all have a destiny with God. Now I'm feeling it. Because God sees goodness in all of you. He sees goodness in every one of you. God loves you. Hey, if you was the only one that he would have reached with going on the cross, he would have done it. And if it was necessary, he'd do it again. He does it every day. He's such a merciful God. He's dying, waiting for you to just accept him. And in faith, trusting. Guys, it'll unlock so much things in your lives that if you believe in the Lord, it's the greatest feeling I've ever had. And I want that for everyone in here. I want everyone in here to chase after God, to follow after him, even though you've never seen him, and you won't in this life. That if things stay the way they are, he's still done enough. If I'm like this forever, if I stay right where I'm at forever, if I don't get rich, if I don't get a family, if I don't get better, if I get sick, He's still done enough. He doesn't have to do one more thing for me because He's already done everything He needs to do. If you believe in Him, guys, I'm telling you this. If you trust in Him, if you let your faith carry you, you're going to find God. You're going to find Him, and you're going to stay with Him. You'll never be the same, I guarantee it. That's why some of you are afraid, because He might change your life. Because you'll never be the same again. He'll always be with you. If you need the Lord in any way, if you struggle with trusting God, if you struggle with believing in God and your faith has been attacked and things in life have gotten in the way, you're not going to be any less of a person to come up here and let us pray with you. No one's going to look down on you because we all struggle with it. If you need God, I know it wasn't very exciting. I know it wasn't a long message. I know I didn't get pumped up and tell you all how bad of Christians you are and that you're all going to hell. That's not what God wants to say. He wants to have communion with you. It's not the message, you're all sinners, you're all going to hell. It's that if you believe in me, if you believe in me being Jesus, I'll take that away from you. I'll take you further than you ever wanted to go. I'll make every dream you've ever had come true. I'll one up everything you've ever wanted in this life. So that's my invitation. Is that if you need to trust God, come up here and let us pray with you. If you need to find an answer, if you have unanswered questions, if you're struggling, or if you need salvation, anything,